Some say that with the proliferation of online blogs, specialized news outlets, and digital special interest forums, that print media is dead. But a relatively new publication has arrived in the capital region catering to the lifestyle needs of craft brewing fans. Tonight we're talking to Eric Budrecki and Jennifer Pizer from True Brew, the craft brew lifestyle magazine. Welcome, Eric.
How you guys doing? Quite well. How are you?
I'm all right. I'll be better after I get a beer in me, though. Don't you
think? Eric, can you tell us about True Brew and why you started the magazine?
Sure. Craft beer, as most of us know now, is really blown up. It's a very hot topic, and it has been for years, but it's certainly been peaking and piquing the interest of a whole new generation of not just a generation of age group, a generation of beer drinkers. Even old people older than me are discovering craft beer. They've been drinking Bud and Bud Light their whole life, and somebody handed them a full-flavored beer that tasted like something, and it's really caught on. So just like, you know, basketball and rock and roll has their Rolling Stone magazine, right? And the Sports Illustrateds of the world, these fanatics are fanatics indeed. And craft beer fanatics are beyond enthusiasts. They love their craft beer. I have a history in craft beer. I've studied craft beer my whole life, my adult life, starting when I was 14. And my partner, Jennifer here, she is a career graphic designer and very talented graphic designer. I had run the marketing division for a large distributor managing about 45 different craft breweries from all over the country. And she had this magazine that she's the designer for. And she said, I just want to make my own magazine. What if we did a magazine that covered the craft beer scene in the capital region? And I said, boy, what a good idea that is.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we kind of sat down in a coffee shop and hatched out, like, okay, what does this magazine want to have? So it has featured articles that'll bring the readers behind the scenes in the brewery. Right now, the consumer is just as interested in the story as they are the beer itself. You know, and when you tell them about how the brewer started home brewing in their garage and now they have, you know, a nationally distributed brand, how did they get there? And you sit down with these brewers, and a lot of them are rock stars in the community of craft beer enthusiasts. So we write featured articles on them. There's news and notes that brings you up to date with what's happening with all the local, regional, and national craft breweries. There's all kinds of fun and interactive puzzles. There's beer and food pairing tips. You know, in the last issue, there was a, you know, how to pair the right food and beer pairings for your Memorial Day picnic. You can have a lot of fun with it. So it's really meant to be an enthusiast's magazine. We don't put any beers on a pedestal. We don't thumb our nose at anyone. It's like, hey, enjoy the craft beer lifestyle, right? Ride your bike to a brew fest, try the flight at the brew pub, and just enjoy it. And what we found, we started in September of 2016, and we've just grown a wildly loyal fan base and the local craft beer consumer. Many of them have caught on to us. Many of them are now starting to learn about us because we're doing cool events and such.
So you have an event coming up this weekend, in fact. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The event's this Saturday at the Saratoga County Fairgrounds. It's called New Brew Fest. The hottest thing in craft beer right now is, what haven't I tried yet? The consumers are walking into the bars and restaurants saying, what do you have that's new? So we have 48 of the best local, regional, and national breweries coming to this brew fest. They're all kicking off something new and something else. So 48 breweries, probably 120 different beers to sample. There's food trucks, there's cornhole, there's live music. We're playing a little game called Brewfest Bingo, which is kind of like a scavenger hunt that gets the more samples you have, the more fun you have. and it's just a great afternoon out in the fairgrounds. And the Saratoga County Fairgrounds are beautiful. And it's looking like sunny and 82 degrees. So let's do it. Go out in the fun and the sun and drink a couple beers and hang out with your friends.
Oh, it sounds so great. Eric, you are particularly qualified for your role as you are a certified Cicerone. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, Cicerone. Basically, I'm a certified beer geek. For lack of a better term, in the wine world, it's a sommelier. You've heard of sommeliers, and there's several different levels of sommeliers. In the beer world, it's a certified Cicerone, and there's only a couple different levels. There's three different levels, and they actually just added a fourth level, which I'm eyeballing whether or not I even want to take it, because, you know, what this requires you to know is not just some online exam. You really need to get into the breweries and understand the brewing process from start to finish, including, like, barley, how it's milled, how it's grown, hops, like all the characters that need to go into growing your own hops, all the flavor profiles that are available within barley, hops, oatmeal, wheat, you know, all the ingredients that you use. And then you got to learn all the different styles. Now, there's over 108 different defined styles, and within those styles, there's a lot of sub-styles. So you're learning about IPAs, but you're also learning about session IPAs. You're learning about white IPAs and rye IPAs, and you need to know it. It's a very definitive syllabus of what you need to know for this. It's about an 18-page syllabus, and the exam itself is a four-hour exam, including a tasting portion where I need to be able to smell a beer and pretty much just by smelling it identify what's wrong with it and then where did that come from and what can you do to prevent it. So you learn how to taste beers and how to break them down, and it's not a bad gig, man. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You've actually brought some brews into the studio today for us to taste.
Well, it'd only be the right thing to do, you know, or Craft Beer Magazine, you know. If I was peddling cupcakes, I'd bring you a cupcake, but for us, it's craft beer, right? Yeah. So starting out with, you know, I wanted to bring a couple of New York beers. Right now, one of the other hottest things in craft beer is local. And, you know, I consider any beer brewed in New York is, you know, somewhat local, but now it's getting hyper-local. There's a brewery in every community, and so local doesn't quite mean what it used to. That said, this is a classic. Brooklyn Summer Ale is like a really easy drinking pale ale. It's only 5% alcohol. It's got a little hint of like lemon in there, which isn't from lemon. That's from the actual hops that they use. But if I'm going to start out a conversation with somebody or have some guests over my house, this might be the perfect first beer for the night. Or if I'm on the beach for the day, it might be a 12-pack that I have to work on throughout the day. But great tasting beer, easy drinking. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very delicious.
Tasty, huh?
Yeah, this is a good one. A good one for a barbecue, actually.
Sure, yeah. Well, I always say my favorite beer is my next one. So, you know, whatever one comes next, I'm happy with.
Speaking of the next one, what's the next one you have for
us? Okay, well, we brought in one other one. Hold on, let me finish my Brooklyn here. So we're going up the Northway here to Paradox Brewing.
That is the sound of the pop top opening.
Every time you hear a can like that crack, it means a good time is about to happen.
And we're going to have one here.
Right. Try that. So Paradox Brewery is located up north of Paradox Lake. I forget what exit they're at, but they're making some really nice beers lately, and they recently started canning their beers and selling their beer out and bars and restaurants and they've been in a while, but
ooh, that's tasty.
Now it's available in cans. Yeah, and you know, right now a huge craze in the craft beer world is these big double hazy IPAs, which are really, you know, kind of have a big, rich mouthfeel, very, very hoppy.
Yeah, and unfiltered, right?
Unfiltered, yeah. And those are all the craze, and those are nice, and they're cute, and I like them. But I'll drink one of them, and then I want to drink beers for the day, you know? So I don't always want to hit these big ABV, 7%, 8% IPAs, because I'll have two or three and be tuckered out.
And so what's this one?
So this is a Paradox Pilsner. It's basically Paradox's version of a cross between a Czech and a German, Czech Pilsner and a German lager. So it should be nice and crisp, not any really overwhelming, you know, flavor profile that's going to knock you out. You know, let me see what I get out of this one.
Mm. What's the difference between a can and a bottle?
Cans are made of aluminum and bottles are made of glass.
The taste of the beer. What does it do to the taste
of the interesting.
Beer?
That's a great question to ask, actually. There's all these arguments. You've heard your friends say, I don't like this beer on draft, or I only like this beer on draft, or why does this taste so much better on draft than it does out of a bottle, or I like it out of a can, and the argument goes on and on. But the real thing is the beer's all brewed in the same spot. It goes to three different vessels. The answer is 80% of what you taste is aroma. Right. So when you're drinking out of a bottle, you get basically no aroma. You're wrapping your lips around it, maybe a little bit as you're passing it. When you're drinking out of a can, you get a little bit of aroma because the can's open under your nose. But generally, you're smelling the can. And when you drink out of a draft, you're smelling the beer the way it's intended to be. So most people don't like draft beer. It's probably because the draft line's dirty.
Mm. Interesting. Listen, we don't have that much time left. Sorry. I'd love to keep drinking beer with you all night. But we're going to wrap up here. Just tell us a little bit about how people can learn more about the upcoming Craft Brew Fest.
Sure. It's New Brew Fest. Our website is truebrewmagazine.com. And if you go to truebrewmagazine.com, you'll see New Brew Fest front and center. Just click on that. Everything you need to know is right there.
Awesome.
I should mention there's VIP section, VIP that goes from 1 to 5. You get there an hour early, less lines, first access to the rare beers. And then there's general admission is at 2 o'clock to 5. So $55 for VIP, $45 for general admission.
That sounds like a good deal. Thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight.
Sure, thanks for having us. Cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry, I'm talking fast as I can there. We've been speaking, just talking to Eric Bedrake of True Brew Magazine. Thanks for coming in tonight, Eric. Appreciate it a lot.